Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at mathworks.com.
If a natural Christmas tree is part of your holiday tradition and you haven't gotten one yet, you may want to act soon. Stores report fewer trees in stock, and some have run out altogether. On top of that, prices have soared. WBUR's Simone Rios visited a tree lot in Boston to find out what's behind the Christmas tree shortage.
All right, and young blood took care of you very much. Did he take care of you? He's in training, so.
Outside Roxbury Community College in Boston, the air is fresh with the scent of evergreens. Christmas tree seller Danny Kelly wraps up with a customer, Derek Chance. Chance says he drove here from Lynn because he wanted to buy from a black-owned tree lot.
I always try to support small business and black-owned businesses. We don't really get the help that we deserve or that we would like, so we got to help each other out.
Kelly has been selling Christmas trees in the city for decades, but he says he couldn't find as many trees as he wanted this season, and that means fewer sales.
Yeah, I'm going to be in trouble because I'm only doing 400 trees because that's all they could give me. Me, I would prefer to have at least maybe 500 or 600.
Experts say the Christmas tree shortage has been growing for years.
Christmas trees nationwide have been in a tight supply since 2016. And to understand that, you really need to go back to the decade previous, to the economic downturn in 2008.
That's Jill Sidebottom of the National Christmas Tree Association. She says consumers tightened their spending on everything during the Great Recession, including Christmas decorations.
And so tree growers were having a hard time selling their trees. They weren't getting the money for them that they should. Because of that, they weren't investing back and planting a lot of trees.
That means there are now fewer fully mature trees to harvest. And it's hitting tree sellers across the country, including in Volante Farms in Needham. Owner Al Volante says he's having a hard time finding enough trees for all his customers.
Last year was the first year we actually ran out a couple days before Christmas, which I was shocked at because normally if we run short, we can go find trees. Somebody's always stuck with them. There wasn't a tree to be found in New England last year.
Like many merchants, Volante gets his trees mostly from places like Newfoundland and Nova Scotia. But even sellers that grow their own have been running out. David Morin owns Arrowhead Acres Tree Farm in Uxbridge and is a spokesman for the Mass Christmas Tree Association.
Out of 115 member farms in Massachusetts, about 20 of them have told me that they've shut down.
Shuttered until they get more trees next year. It's not just that farmers planted fewer trees after the Great Recession. Many growers were hurt this year by the lack of rain.
In the northeastern corner of Massachusetts this year, the drought really hit hard. And I know some farms were not going to open this year because even their mature trees have been heavily damaged. It'll probably take them a year to get back to normal.
And even if you do find that perfect tree, you can expect to pay a bit more this holiday season. Like most everything else, the price of trees has been going up. Unfortunately, sellers say the great Christmas tree shortage is likely to last a few more seasons. Their one piece of advice, shop early. And whatever you do, don't wait until Christmas Eve. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.